The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
Oh, yeah. We are heading for trouble. Then we're going to shoot it down, steer clear of it, and give you something better. Yeah, because if you can see where the trouble is, you don't have to run the risk of falling victim to it. Now, we're doing that with David Trainer, the president of New Constructs. And New Constructs evaluates securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. Typically, what makes something dangerous is that, well, the people who are looking at securities from the top down are seeing a picture that is not supported when you go in at the grassroots level, starting at the footnotes and work your way up. If you want to know more about how it works, if you want to see more information because they blog about their danger zone picks and more, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter at newconstructs. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you very much.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Yelp.
Yelp.
Danger, danger.
Okay, so its ticker symbol is its name. It's Y-E-L-P. Yelp is the company that people go to when they're thinking this.
Hey, maybe the internet has the information I need.
Yeah. That's right, because they do local search and reviews and all that other sort of stuff. So what's the problem with this company?
Well, it's a problem with the stock. I mean, I'm not saying the company is a bad company. It's a good concept, but the stock price implies that they're going to be the next big thing, bigger than MasterCard, you know, three times bigger than Groupon. And then they're actually also going to, you know, have profits, which they have not had to date. And so the two things are always interrelated, right, Chuck? You know, you can be a great company and not a good stock. You can be a bad company and a good stock.
Yep.
And typically in the danger zone, I like it to be both. I like it to be a bad company and a bad stock. Yelp is not a bad company. I use the product, but it's not a profitable company. And so, you know, despite having a good product that gets used, it really is, technically, it is a bad company in that it's not making money and it's commoditized to the extent that I don't think it will ever really be able to make any meaningful money. And we're in the danger zone because the valuation implies that they're going to do something like go from negative 3% margins to 6%, 7% margins, pre-tax that is, and grow revenue by 20% for 15 years.
Well, I have to say, David, I don't know that you can call something a good company when their profitability is basically horrible. It's a good service, but it's not necessarily a good company, bad stock. It's good service, maybe okay company, bad stock. But you said something that blows me away. If you say that the people are expecting the valuations on this company to be as big or bigger than MasterCard, that was one of the names you threw out there. How out of whack are we talking here?
First, I agree with you, Chuck. It's good concept, good service, not good company. You're absolutely right. Well, I guess instead of over 20% for 15 years, if they just do 18% for 10 years, we're talking about $15 a share or 60% downside. That still assumes that they go from negative 3% margins pre-tax to positive 7% pre-tax margin. You know, the fact that it's a negative margin business is sort of all you have to say in terms of is it a good company or a bad company. I think growing revenue, those revenue expectations, I think that's probably easier for this business than it is to go from a negative 3% to a positive 7% pre-tax profit margin.
Yeah.
And it's just the list of competitors, you know, like there's 20 different potential companies that can compete with you. And some of these have an advantage in that, you know, like an OpenTable, you're actually making a reservation. So you have a better way to verify the quality of the review, right? Grubhub, where you actually can, you know, you've bought the food, or ChowNow, which is partnered with Google, right, to allow orders through the Google Business Profile. Those things are going to be potentially higher quality because of the transaction related to the review. Because at the end of the day, it's all about the quality of the reviews. You know, that's where we kind of shut down Angie's List. Like, it's just, there's issues with quality, and there's issues that Angie is doing, and we think Yelp may be doing as well, to try and force the business clients to spend more money with them, right? If you don't advertise with me, I might not put those good reviews at the top, right?
Yeah.
If you're tying it to a transaction and you're working with a bigger firm, either one of those things gives you a big advantage over Yelp. And the problem is the concept, yeah, the concept is good, but there's just, I don't know if there's any barriers to entry.
Well, and in fact, for anybody who wants to see sort of a scathing commentary about Yelp, you could not only go look at the Danger Zone commentary from New Constructs, but South Park did an episode all about Yelp reviews and the rest of it that is pretty scathing as well, that gets into some of those issues. You talked about the numbers and how good they have to be just to result in a 60% haircut. Is a 60% haircut what you'd expect, or is it going to be worse than that?
That's the $64 million question. And, you know, I think that, that part of the challenge here with Yelp, and, you know, look, a lot of stocks that we've been right about, in, you know, in theory and a lot of times in practice. You know, LinkedIn was one that eventually, you know, we called it out for a long time. It blew up, went down, and then it made a big charge back up, well above what we thought was a good price, because Microsoft needed to do something interesting. And so they bought LinkedIn. You know, look, I mean, it's hard to say the value is much above zero at this point, Chuck, when they have no profits. They got a negative profit margin. 15% of their market cap is hidden liabilities in the terms of option liabilities and off-balance sheet debt, right, on top of negative profits. So they've got some fairly large liabilities that they need to be able to pay back that are senior to the equity claim, in addition to having to get profitable. So it's,
so they're worth something, but it's a lot less than $38 a share, and it's easy to make a case that at least two-thirds of their value should be gone if the market doesn't go crazy here and bid them up.
That's right.
There you go. It's Yelp, Y-E-L-P, in the Danger Zone. David Trainer from New Constructs, thanks so much for joining me on the show.
Great being with you, Chuck. Thank you.
David Trainer is the president of New Constructs, and if you want more information, newconstructs.com, on Twitter, at New Constructs. All right, up next, a real treat. Mark Hulbert from Hulbert Ratings will be here when Money Life comes back right after this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.